The question was asked, why in fact do we toivel a vessel that goes from non-Jewish ownership to Jewish ownership? So, first of all, there's a big machloket, maybe Bavli Yerushalmi, certainly machloket in Rishonim, whether the obligation to immerse vessels is biblical or not. In the war against the Midianites, so it says, Ach b'mei nida yitchata. The vessels that you bring home from the Midianites must be purified in nida waters. What does that mean? So there are two interpretations in Chazal. One interpretation is that the word nida means a sprinkling. And so it means you must sprinkle upon it from the red heifer waters to purify it. And then we do not have a biblical source for immersing vessels that were purchased from a non-Jew. And that would relegate this mitzvah to rabbinic mitzvah. Other opinions, which seem to be the more accepted opinions, they say that the word b'mei nida yitchata means it will be purified in mikveh waters, just as a nida, a woman who has had her onset, goes into those waters to purify herself from there, and that's the interpretation Rashi quotes, ach b'mei nida, but in nida waters, in other words, in mikveh waters, yitchata should be purified before a Jew uses it. So if this mitzvah is biblical, who knows why Hashem gave us a mitzvah? But the Jerusalem Talmud quotes a reasoning. The Jerusalem Talmud says that, so to speak, this vessel that is a part of the food manufacturing is now going to be uplifted. It's going into new stature. And so that's the idea of toiveling, whatever that means. But that's the interpretation that the Jerusalem Talmud gives. Why is it that every other item doesn't have to be toiveled? You buy a car, you don't have to toivel it, right? For some reason, food represents more, and just as we know with food, with regards to food itself, we separate ourselves in what we eat, so to the vessels that are used for manufacturing food.
But what is the concept behind that a Gentile can pass on impurity to a bottle?
So I don't think he passes on impurity. So it's different. It's that, so to speak, you're elevating it because it's entering its kedusha, not tuma. It's not that the vessel is tameh. In fact, there is an important machloket about whether one may use vessels that are not toiveled, that are not his. Meaning, I was invited to an event, a wedding, where the kashrut was not a kashrut that I felt comfortable eating from. So it happens that the mashgiach was there. But if the mashgiach would not have been there, when I went to the bar, I had traveled a long way, it was hot. I asked them, I see a bottle of Coke, I know what I'm getting. I asked them if I could have it in a plastic cup. My logic was, I don't know if they titled these glass cups. So I asked if I could have it in a plastic cup. And the bartender said, no. We don't have plastic here, we only have glass. Now, there's a machloket. If I don't own the vessel, the hall owns the vessel, someone else owns the vessel, is there a problem for me to use that vessel if it's not toiveled? So that's a machloket. Rabbi Feinstein holds it is a problem, so where possible, we try to go with that opinion. Others hold it's not a problem, so if we have no choice, if you're stuck and you're dying of thirst, you can rely on the other opinions. It happens to be the mashgiach was there 2 steps away, and he seemed reliable, and I asked him. And he said, yes, 100%, all of these were toiveled. Okay, take his word for that.